Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am CJ Liu, and we have the honor and pleasure today to have Ragini Michaels here with us. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you, CJ. It's always good to be here with you.
And we are going to talk about her new book. Woohoo!
Yes!
Just out on Amazon, Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And this is going to be the focus of our segments today, because we want to know how we can become happy, right?
That's
Teach
right.
Teach me how. Now, the thing that you probably don't know, I've known Ragini forever, maybe many past lives, I don't know. Ragini is a spiritual coach, a gifted, a beautiful, and exquisite speaker, international speaker. And, you know, this book is something that I would describe as something that you've been birthing and is kind of given to you by some higher source to give to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's my sense about it. Is that true? You look shy.
I think it's both. Definitely something that was given to me to share, first to discover, and then to share. And it was a lot of hard work.
It was both. Discovering the findings in this book, or just writing the book, or
both. Both. You know, the journey of moving from unhappiness to happiness is not, you know, it's not for sissies. Because there's much to face about life, and most of our lives are, at least my life, was really based on running away from most of the things I didn't want to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
As I was running after happiness, I was also running at breakneck speed away from unhappiness.
Right.
So part of the journey for myself in gathering this gift and bringing it into some, because there was certainly the element of there's no way I could have ever understood this or gathered it without external or internal support, or wherever we want to call the spiritual dimension, and how it supports us and gives us things to share. So yeah, it's definitely both, which I think is important for all of us to understand, because this is really about how do you be divine and human at the same time,
yeah,
without making one more important than the other.
Do you think that when you, and what's interesting, because you've mentioned this a couple of different times in your book, see, I run towards happiness. And what you said is you were running away from unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Do you think most people run? I think everyone runs towards happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Do most people run away from unhappiness too? Or is it pain? Or what is it they're running away from?
Well, I think for most of us, our unconscious process, and I think it's helpful for people to know that my background is in unconscious communication, behavioral change. So my private work life has to do with understanding how the mind works, both conscious and unconscious. So the unconscious mind definitely is designed to go after pleasure and to move away from pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's like a biological edict that we all follow. Unfortunately, the unconscious mind then applies that wonderful, you know, creation for survival at the biological level to our emotional happiness and our psychological happiness. And that is where the problem begins.
That's the crux of the problem.
Yeah, it's the crux of the problem.
So something that's good for our for our body to actually know to run away from pain, like lion chasing you, run. Right?
Absolutely.
But what happens though is that same magic applies for emotions, which is, oh, pain, run, which is maybe not
It's not in our highest good if we wish to be happy, because life is what it is. The thing is, most of us don't understand the role of pain or the role of discomfort in life. And largely, that's not our fault. It's simply the way we're designed. At the unconscious level, we are designed to go towards pleasure and away from pain. There's nothing in our systems that says do it differently when you run into emotional pleasure and emotional pain, or psychological pleasure and psychological pain. So the unconscious mind just has to use the same strategy or the same edict that it uses for biological survival, right? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it doesn't work for the various reasons that I have, that I talk about in Unflappable. There are certain reasons why it doesn't work to do it that way. And the primary one is what the book is all about, which is really getting to learn that opposites, you know, you don't have pleasure without pain. Mm-hmm. That is the way life works. Now, we all know this consciously. I mean, you have to be pretty dense after a certain number of years on the planet to not really know somewhere in you that pain is going to come into your life.
Right.
Discomfort is going to come. Loss is going to come. Unhappiness is going to come. Sadness is going to come. It doesn't change the drive at the unconscious level to get as far away from it as possible.
You know what happened? I just noticed to myself, you said that, and it was almost like I was in one of those limousines where the dark window comes up when you said those words. They came up. Yes. And it was happening on an unconscious level. You said those words, pain, suffering, whatever, and this dark window came sliding up, and I was like, block out whatever Ragini is saying now.
It's going
is
to be hurtful.
Fascinating?
It is. It is. And although there's a great deal of emphasis in the personal growth and spiritual transformation realm out there in the world for becoming aware of this, until your unconscious mind actually understands and has a different strategy, has a different way of relating to pleasure and pain and all the things that go with it, happiness, sadness, good, bad, right, wrong, high, low, you know, together, alone, separate, connected. I mean, there are billions.
Wait, so it's been trained in one particular way our whole lives. It's very logically sound. And so unless we have some other strategy, we're not going to know what to do.
So even though you may understand everything that's in my book consciously, if you're still struggling with it, it means your unconscious mind does not yet have a new strategy, or your brain does not yet have a new neural pathway for how to behave differently.
And is that part of the, you know, when you actually wrote this book, was that one of your primary goals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's one thing to understand it conceptually. It's another thing to start having the experience of being happy in the presence of your own emotional turmoil.
Yeah. So it goes back to your, so I love when all your life kind of makes sense, when you knit all these things back, because that's fundamentally behavioral change, right?
Yes.
You have a fundamental set of behaviors that have been created because of your unconscious mind, right? And now,
and your conditioning.
Yeah,
all
and
of
so
it,
this
right?
is what, now you're taking your experience as a behavioral change therapist and installing a whole new set of strategies that I can use to make me happy.
Yes, to make you happy. And of course, it can't happen without a certain level of awareness. Mm-hmm. The things that you want to become aware of are very particular. If you want to actually be able to include unhappiness in your picture of a happy life.
Wait, say that again?
If you, a certain amount of awareness is needed, if your goal is to include unhappiness in your picture of what makes a happy life.
Isn't that funny? I didn't even hear what you said the first time because I just didn't even want to hear it. Isn't the unconscious mind fascinating?
It
I literally
indeed.
Had to have you repeat it. And I bet listeners didn't listen to it either.
Well, here's the thing.
Just shuts it off.
What I was going after, what I thought, really it starts with, what do you think happiness is? Well, even before that, do you deserve it?
Right.
Then the second question is, okay, let's assume for a moment I do deserve it. Then what is it? Right?
Yeah.
Well, in my journey personally, I truly went after happiness thinking that what it was, that I would really be happy when I had happiness without sorrow, when I had pleasure without pain, when I had success with no failure, when I had approval with no rejection, no criticism, okay?
Right.
And it just went on and on when I had togetherness with no aloneness because I was very polarized.
And everyone else is with you. Like, we're standing right next to you, Ragini. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Everyone
I
has that. Whether you admit it or not, honestly, if you dig deep down, you right. will feel exactly the same way as the things
yes,
that you just mentioned.
You will. And what it is, what I've called it is, it's a blind alley. And mm-hmm. everybody's going down it. One day, I just kind of woke up and I realized that all of us were huddled at the end of this blind alley. And we were all talking about our misery and how unhappy we were and how it must be bad karma or bad choices or bad luck. But none
or
of
I'm
us
a bad person.
Or a bad person, which right. was definitely my conclusion.
Right.
And then we all just commiserated. Nobody knew how to do it any differently. And so no matter what we did, we always ended up in the same blind alley, taking that turn down the street that had the street sign that said perpetual pleasure.
Right.
And that's what I wanted. And I mean, most people that I see consciously would not say that that's what's happening. But unconsciously, if you look at what your choices are and the struggle that you have on the inside, you can see that something in you just wants to move away from anything that has any degree of displeasure or discomfort in
yeah.
it. And that is human. I am not saying there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's the nature of what it is, right? I mean, just like I had to have you repeat that thing.
Right.
I could actually, because I've done so much work myself, I can feel the big black mirrored window going up. I can realize I wasn't
yeah.
listening to something that was challenging for me to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, if you sat down and really thought about these things and dug deep, you'd realize that these are truths.
Yeah. And if you want to evolve, you know, there's so much emphasis today on conscious evolution and on finding your purpose and meaning in life. If you want that to happen at a level that is in your bones and in your muscles and in your body, it has to go beyond your conscious understanding. You know, the intellect and the mental understanding is very important, but it's not the end. You don't want to stop there. And it's just like, you know, what I've found in my work, it's, you know, it's taken me to a different level as it has people who have used it other than myself. And there's, again, more.
Well,
there's always more.
That's a perfect segue to say, if you care about your conscious involvement, then listen to the next segment. If you don't.
Okay.
No, get the book. If you really do care about your conscious involvement and you want to feel it in your body and your bones, then get the book, because this is a strategy written by a behavioral specialist to tell you what you need to get it in your bones on an unconscious level so that you can move to a different place. And
right. And it's a specific strategy based on people. It's tried and true.
Tested. I can attest to it.
By people who have used it. And also it was gleaned from that category of human beings called mystics because they demonstrate being unflappable. That's where the book comes from. It's based on the psychology of the mystics because they stay centered, calm, peaceful, and happy no matter what.
You too can be a mystic. Stay tuned, guys, and we'll be talking about more about happiness in the next segment.
A little song I wrote.